بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, الحمد لله again by the ni'ma of Allah, we have with us our Sheikh, our teacher, Abu Hakim Bilal ibn Ahmed Davis, Hafidhahullah. And again, he's no stranger to us here in Trinidad and Tobago, especially here in Tobago. He's one that is very dear to us as well, and one that has been, you know, a major supporter of our da'wah here and the da'wah to the sunnah, the people of the sunnah here in Trinidad and Tobago and throughout the world. So alhamdulillah, he's given us some time tonight to give us a short reminder before we pray Salat al-Isha. And without further ado, I'd like to give our Sheikh, Sheikhana Tafaddal, Barakallahu Fikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبع هداه. أما بعد, الحمد لله أيها الإخوة. In these few moments that we have with our beloved brothers in Trinidad and Tobago, brothers that we love dearly for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, without doubt these periods, these blessed periods, such as this month of Ramadan, if there is ever a time that we should come together to remember that which Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with, then it is during this beloved month. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal, from the virtue of our Lord, He has allowed us to see another Ramadan. Many of our brothers and our sisters were not afforded the opportunity by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach and to see this Ramadan. And so it is a great blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has allowed us to reach this period. The month, ayyuhal ikhwa, wherein Allah Azza wa Jalla opens the doors of Jannah. The month wherein Allah Azza wa Jal closes the doors of Jahannam. The month that has in it a night, khayrun min alf shahr, a night that is better than 1,000 months. A month that no doubt, whoever is prevented from the khayr and the good of this month, then he has truly been prevented. With this, the beginnings of the month of Ramadan, I'm sure you would have by now had some mention of the virtue of the month of Ramadan and that which is connected to it. From that which is connected to the fact that the shayateen are sufidat and are chained or restricted. That which is related to the fact that the last 10 are the best nights of the year, the last 10 days of Ramadan. The fact that during this month, Allah Azza wa Jal, every single night has utaqa'u min al-nar. The fact that whomsoever stands Ramadan in qiyam, imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. He has his past sins forgiven. The fact that the one who fasts in Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whomsoever fasts in Ramadan, having iman in it and seeking its reward, will have his previous sins forgiven. The fact that man qama laylat al-qadr, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, whomsoever establishes and stands for salah on laylat al-qadr, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, he will have his previous sins forgiven. All of this, ikhwan, from the khair that is present within Ramadan. The fact that Umrah in Ramadan is equivalent to making Hajj with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fact that every single day, the believer, he has a dua that is accepted every day in Ramadan at the time of him breaking his fast. These, ayyuha al-ikhwa, are fada'il and virtues that cannot be belittled and that cannot be turned away from in what they contain from great and tremendous fadl. And it only indicates to us that our Lord, our Mawla, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Ra'uf, is kind. Allah Azza wa Jal, Wallahi, is kind. Blesses us with these virtues, Ikhwan. And how many an individual, in the face of this kindness, turn their backs upon this virtue that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to them. It is only for them to take it and to act upon it and to carry out what these virtues necessitate in order to benefit from that which Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon this ummah from his bounty. Fadl azim jiddan jiddan jiddan. And when one looks at these virtues, one understands that from the virtue of the ibadah of Allah and of the worship of Allah, from its virtue is that those things that may well be among the people, they may be considered characteristics that people look down upon, or that people despise, or that people consider lowly, or are only the characteristics of the poor and the weak. When these characteristics are fulfilled and carried out for Allah's sake, then they are the noblest of the characteristics of any human being. And Imam Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, brings light to this affair. And this is an issue, Ikhwan, we need to reflect upon. And those things that are considered naqis and deficiencies among the people, when they are carried out, lillah, they indicate absolute completion of the human being. Al-Imam Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in his beautiful book, Lata'if al-Ma'arif, كل شيء ناقص في عرف الناس في الدنيا إذا انتسب إلى طاعته ورضاه فهو الكامل في الحقيقة. He said every single thing that is considered naqis in the customs of the people in the dunya, when those things are attributed to ta'a, to obedience to Allah and to his good pleasure, then they are considered kamal. They are considered perfection. What does he mean? خُلَّا الصَّائِمِينَ لَهُ أَطْيَبُ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. He said that the foul fragrance, the bad smell, the bad breath that the fasting person has, the one who fasts for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, then it is to Allah Azza wa Jal better than the fragrance of misk, better than the fragrance of musk. And Imam Ibn Rajab, he indicates the fact that this is something elsewhere, that this is something that will be manifest clearly on the Day of Judgment. That the sa'im, that this fragrance of misk and of musk will be manifest yawm al-qiyamah. Just as the mujahid, the one who dies fi sabilillah, that he will come Yom Al Qiyamah, and his blood will resemble blood, but it will have the fragrance of musk, Yom Al Qiyamah. And so this is something, these are things that manifest in the Akhirah different to the way in which they manifest in the dunya. And so he mentions the bad fragrance and the bad breath that the fasting person has is more beloved and is more beautiful and better in aroma than the smell of misk. He mentions, عُرِيُّ الْمُحْرِمِينَ لِزِيَارَةِ بَيْتِهِ أَجْمَلُ مِنْ لِبَاسِ الْحُلَلِ. He said, the nakedness of the muhrimin, the nakedness of the one who is in ihram, who comes to visit the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, is more beautiful than adorning oneself with the most beautiful cloak. Nawh al-mudhnibin ala anfusihim min khashyatihi afdalu min at-tasbih. He said, and likewise the lamentation of those who commit sin, and the weeping and the wailing of those who commit sin, which in many instances in the dunya is considered something deficient. Why as a man would you cry and so on? But the weeping and the wailing of the one who commits sin, wailing over their sins out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is better than tasbih. He said, "Inkisar al-mukhbitin li'azamatihi huwa al-jabar." That the mukhbitin, yani the one who, and those who have humility and humbleness before Allah Azza wa Jalla and are broken by this humbleness, then this is al-jabar. This is completion. And he uses here two Arabic words that are the opposite one of another. Inkisar, to be broken. Jabar, to be restored or to be complete. And it is likewise used mathematically. Inkisar, something that is broken into a fraction, while jabar is something that is rounded off to a whole number using a mathematic equation. And the term jabar, incidentally, is the origin of the English word algebra. Algebra is in actuality an anglicized version of the word al-jabar. He mentions dhul al-khaifin min satwatihi wal-iz. That a person has humility based upon the power and might, and due to what he knows of the power and might of Allah and the tremendousness of Allah, this is nobility and honor. Since dhul in the dunya, ordinarily, would be looked upon as something lowly. This is a man who is lowly and humiliated. But to have this dhul, because of the reflection upon the might and the power and the magnanimity of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is honor. This is nobility. بَذْلُ النُّفُوسِ لِلْقَتْلِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ هُوَ الْحَيَاةِ. To sacrifice oneself fighting in the way of Allah upon the battlefield, that is life. Of course, when we're speaking here about if and when battle and warfare is legislated, but for a person to exert himself and possibly lose his life, that in essence is life. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, Don't believe that those who are killed في سبيل الله أحياء أموات بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. Rather, they are not dead. They are alive with their Lord. As the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that the souls of the Mujahideen are in the bodies of green birds flying around the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most beautiful form and manner of existence. He continues, جُوعَ الصَّائِمِينَ لِأَجْلِهِ هُوَ الشَّبْعُ. The jū' or the hunger of the sa'imeen, the hunger of those who go through sawm and fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is a shab, this is satisfaction. Shab here is an Arabic word that is used when a person is satisfied after eating. He said the hunger of the fasting person, it is satisfaction, satiation. He mentioned عَطْشُهُ فِي طَلَبِ مَرْضَاتِهِ هُوَ الرِّيْهِ. His thirst, while he seeks his good pleasure, it is a الرِّيْه is that a person is satiated through drink. نَصَبُ الْمُجْتَهِدِينَ فِي خِدْمَتِهِ هُوَ الرَّاحَةِ. And the exertion of the mujtahideen, those who strive to come to a conclusion concerning the affairs of the sharia and the rulings of the sharia, this is raha, this is rest. And so he mentions here, ikhwan, clearly those things that are considered in a from a dunyawi perspective, yani deficient, when they are carried out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no doubt that in them is kamal and perfection. And so this month, ayyuh al-ikhwa, it is from the best of the periods, from the best of the shuhur, a month, ayyuh al-ikhwa, that we draw closer to our Lord, a month that we need. Yani wallahi, we need Ramadan. We need this month to strengthen our iman, to draw closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at all of the factors that are present. We have that which is related to the fact that every night a person stands before his Lord and makes qiyam. Qiyamul layl, the benefits of qiyamul layl, ikhwan, require numerous lectures. But every single night, to Allah, making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting the book of Allah. Throughout the days of Ramadan, he increases in the recitation of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. That strengthens his iman, strengthens his qalb. Add to that and tempt us into falling into dhunub and sin and mukhalafat. He is either completely chained up in the position of some of the scholars, or that he's restricted from acting and from action in the position of others, that will aid us. Because here now the means of hawa and of desires and shahwa, they are all removed from your path. Add to that the fact that you're fasting throughout the day, and therefore, for since the veins are the pathways of shaitan, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that indeed the shaitan runs through the body, majra dam, through the pathways of blood. Some hold that that is a resemblance, yani like blood, and some hold that they actually use the pathways of the blood, the veins and what have you, to move around the body. But whatever the case may be, they are restricted. Since the blood is produced based upon food and drink, when a person refrains from food and drink, then those pathways are restricted. Which is why when the Prophet ﷺ would break his fast, he would make the dua, ذهب الضمة وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. That the hunger and the thirst has gone after he would break his fast. وابتلت العروق, and the veins are moist. That is because of the replenishing of the body with food and drink, the veins are replenished with blood. وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله, and the reward is established إن شاء الله. And so the pathways of the moving of shaitan are restricted. All of these influences that cause a person to be affected and fall into sin, in this month, Allah Azza wa Jal has made it easy by removing all of those things that cause one to fall into desires and follow desires. And so there does not remain any excuse for the sinful person. This is a period, brothers and sisters, where if we're going to purify ourselves, it is this month that we should utilize to do so. Benefit, brothers and sisters, from the days that we have before us. And there is no doubt, inshallah, that we will have another meeting where we come together, ikhwan, to discuss and to remind ourselves in these short periods of time about these virtues and these blessings from our Lord the Most High. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى وفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين حياكم الله.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم شيخنا, الله يبارك فيك, حفظك الله,
الله يحفظكم ويبارك فيكم. يلا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.